The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
Commander-in-Chief Radio.
This is a prescription for chaos and confusion.
Is on the air.
Do it.
Well, you're just in time for what might be a very unhappy ending.
And now, here with an unlimited supply of misinformation is Mr. Know-It-All.
Please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, George Walker Bush, do solemnly swear. That I will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States. And will to the best of my ability. Preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States.
Fascism, Nazism, totalitarianism, major combat operations in Iraq, outlaw regimes, banking systems, financial institutions, every financial influence, CEOs, radical visions,
a new government,
bullying, oppression,
more excuses,
secret police,
the Office of Homeland Security,
restricting our freedoms,
threatening people everywhere, brutal dictator, Cheney, but war, and misery, and torture,
chaos, and order,
but war, and misery, and distortion, fascism, militarism, corrupt power and privilege, the continuing threat, and a task that does not end.
I, George Walker Bush, do solemnly swear. That I will preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States.
Corporate America. Foreign oil. The writing of a new constitution. Of new laws. Making money.
No personal views.
President Cheney. The FBI, CIA, and the Federal Emergency Management Agency.
Economic openness.
Free trade.
A modern maximum security prison.
Training camps.
Good corporate governance.
Decades of dictatorship. Slogans of hatred.
Cold-blooded killers.
Thousands of trained killers.
Policy experts.
Security forces.
Private and religious groups.
Bipartisan cooperation.
And taxpayers' money.
Blood.
Power.
Money.
Lies.
Corporations.
Chaos.
Condi and Donald Rumsfeld.
And my daddy.
Please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, George Walker Bush, do solemnly swear. That I will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States.
Just so long as I'm the dictator. Fellow citizens, I ask you to live your lives in fear, cooperation, and a voice gone forever. I ask your continued fear
and operating funds.
The war on terror is a different kind of war. And we set a goal to dominate the Middle East, sacrificing your children to serve corporate America. I ask you to pull the values of corporate criminals, embrace tyranny and death as a cause of truth. Let's roll. Americans are a free people. If anyone doubts this, I want you to report it immediately. Or eagerly await the midnight knock of the secret police. Sin duda. We're going to achieve what we need to achieve. Porque este país.
And the council will fulfill its founding purpose.
In my line of work, you got to keep repeating things over and over and over again for the truth to sink in. Kind of catapult the propaganda. I know many citizens have fears tonight in the face of a continuing threat. And that is our strategy moving forward. An oppressive regime rules of people living in fear. And I believe it is in everybody's best interests. To sacrifice
civil liberties.
For the safety of our people. Live in scarcity and fear.
Working, shopping, and playing. Go about your life.
Working, shopping, and playing.
Go about your life.
Working, shopping, and playing.
Go about your life.
Working, shopping, and playing.
Go about your life.
Working, shopping, and playing.
Back to work. And I ask you to be calm and resolute. The success of our cause will depend on you. Either you're with us, or you're with the American people.
I, George Walker Bush,
That
I will preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States.
Preserve, protect, and defend.
Hitlerism, the Patriot Act,
both Republican and Democrat. General Hayden, the NSA,
the National Security Agency,
the dark threat of violence,
tyranny,
the NSA surveillance program,
trolling through the personal lives of millions of innocent Americans.
People held in detention, thousands of people detained. What we call a roadmap, surveillance of American cities, and
mass murder,
and people
in a world of chaos and constant war,
and stuff. This is an impressive crowd, the haves and the have-mores. Some people call you the elite, I call you my base.
That's good, because I work three jobs and I feel like I contribute.
You work three jobs?
Three jobs, yeah.
Uniquely American, isn't it?
I mean, that is fantastic that you're doing that.
You get any sleep?
Back to work.
Good riddance.
I, George Walker Bush, do solemnly swear.
I, George Walker Bush, do solemnly swear.
That I will preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States.
Preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Fool me once. Shame on. Shame on you. If you fool me, we can't get fooled again.
I hear the voices, and I know the speculation, but I'm the decider. You are with us, the terrorists. We enter the year 2007 with large endeavors underway, possessed by hatred, commanded by a harsh and narrow ideology.
Terrible sadness, despicable acts of terror.
The beginning of the end of America. Chemical agents,
the death sentence,
lethal viruses, and shadowy terrorist networks. Corporate scandals,
terrible disease,
chaos and confusion.
Deliberate and deadly terrorist acts. The very worst of human nature.
Tyranny in our world.
Is everyone afraid? Is everyone ashamed? The running towards their homes to found. Apocalyptic means a lost amongst our dead. A message to our friends to get out.
And war is what they got. The shock troops. Hateful ideology. Terror on our terms. Bring it on. Want it dead or alive.
And it could be you.
They're bound to kill us all in whitewashed halls. The jackals lick their paws.
Fascism was only a dream until it was achieved. Until one day it was accomplished.
You are with evildoers.
The United States government has raised the nation's threat level to our highest level of alert, severe or red.
An anthrax vaccine for 25 million.
The key thing is, don't be inhaling, don't be ingesting, don't be sucking particles into your body that could get the radiation inside.
All right, you gotta run. Look at the
First, your advice is stay inside, don't drink or eat anything.
Commander-in-Chief Radio.
This is a prescription for chaos and confusion.
Is on the air.
Do it. Do it.
We will bring to the Iraqi people sudden and catastrophic attacks, cruelty and murder, the full force and might of the United States military, and we will prevail. Our problems to other generations. Many others have met a different fate. Put it this way. They're no longer a problem to the United States and our friends and allies. Goes on, and we have the opportunity to kill untold thousands. American justice, God's gift to humanity.
Fight!
accept responsibility. America's purpose is more than to follow a process. It is to achieve mass destruction, the end of the civilized world.
We enter the year 2007 with large endeavors underway, possessed by hatred, commanded by a harsh and narrow ideology. Kill Americans, kill democracy in the Middle East, and gain the weapons to kill on an even more horrific scale. This is the objective. We will sacrifice our blood and bodies to put an end to your dreams, without animosity and without amnesty. Death is better than living on this earth with the unbelievers among us.
Death on two legs, tearing me apart. Death on two legs, you never had a heart.
Never did.
Right from the start. Insane, should be put inside. You're a surrogate in a cesspool of pride.
Should be made unemployed.
Make yourself null and void.
And it only grows worse with time.
My son is more than one. He's more than two, he's less than three. He tries to talk to me about this, about that, about his coat, about his hat, about birds, about the weather. And he's putting words together, and he's forming little phrases. He's got little verbal phases, and he's challenging me. He's got his own personality. I tell him, little boys gotta pick up their toys. And what he then said exploded my head. He said, Dad, let me get this straight. The President of the United States, from everything I heard, is arguably the most powerful position in the world. You could have knocked me over with a feather. Listen to him putting those words together. That's pretty advanced noise. All I want him to do is pick up his toys. He said we're over in Iraq, and there's no sign of turning back. Now, aren't these people dying on both sides, pain and crying? Well, that's a lot for a child of three, but I answered him yes, honestly. And he said, Dad, am I out of my mind? But the weapons of mass destruction they did not find. I said, no, son, no. WMD was a no-show. And he said, Dad, they proved that Iraq had nothing to do with the 9/11 attack. I said, I can't argue with you, because everything that you say is true. And then from the mouth of the littlest of boys, he said, Dad, I ain't picking up my fucking toys. I said, fine, fuck it. Doesn't take a lot of brains to see in this new world chaos reigns. If it can't make sense no more, take off your diaper, take a shit on the floor. Values, values, values. I said, we're getting in a sweat. What do you say we study the alphabet? He said, Dad, we've been over this before, but let's go over it one time more. He said, Dad, you ain't no fool. Is there some kind of presidential school, some kind of test or exam to show that you're the qualified man? I mean, from everything I hear, let me see if I'm clear. People are voting him in because they want to socialize with him and a beer. That ain't no qualification for a man to be leading a nation. What if you saw a guy from the bar emerging? Would you say he'd make a fuck of a surgeon? He's a nice guy, although no education. I'm gonna let him do my wise brain operation. Dad, I'm gonna hold off on class. You can stick the alphabet up your ass. Values, values, values. So we're down at the playground, running round, safe and sound. The kids on the slides and the swings falling down. But they're only three or two, and they fight over toys as little kids do. And when I tell my son he's got a share, when he comes up with this, all I can do is stare. He said, I'm an isolationist, Dad. That kid made me really fucking mad. I don't need him or NATO. God chose me. It's fate. Oh, values are tough to teach the child. When the president has gone completely wild, I put my kid in his room and I lock the door. And I tell my wife I can't take it no more. Values, values, values.
We don't have civilization anymore. We have a state of barbarism. A state of barbarism in which we are daily, hourly, threatening the annihilation of our fellow citizens.
We're looking for a better world. But what do we see? Poverty, hatred, and misery. So much money spent on war when so many on this earth are so helplessly poor. The unelected president.
Reminders of the horrors of war. They turn every color to gray. They
I want you to sense your own strength.
Commander-in-Chief Radio.
This is a prescription for chaos and confusion.
Is on the air.
I'm George W. Bush, and I approve this message.
Listen. This is our last song for the night.
Meet up.
We've done this before, but I want to say it. You know, if you heard this before, you heard it before. But I want to say it to all of you now. We're here in Barcelona, Spain. We're from the United States. We want to dedicate this last song to the President of the United States, George W. Bush. It's called Sabotage.
Sabotage!